I have great joy to introduce our next speaker. He is a member of the House of Representatives. He is from the 5th Congressional District of Texas, and some of these statistics are very nice, but let me give you the hard news. He was with us this morning. He got out of a comfortable bed, I'm sure it was comfortable. And he came over here because he wanted to support us. And he is a co-sponsor of the Social Security bill. We've got it recommended. And he's a co-sponsor of this Quiet Cars bill we've recommended. And he signed on to the Dear Colleague letter when we said we needed more money for books. Yay! He is not merely a member of Congress. He is not merely a colleague. He is a friend. Welcome, Congressman Pete Sessions.
I love conventions. I love conventions because you get to see how great this country is, where Americans all across this great country gather together, proud of their states, proud of where they're from, and proud of what they stand for. Makes me proud to be in Dallas, Texas, because I get to see a whole bunch of people from Hawaii wearing cowboy hats. If we could just get the people from San Antonio, Texas to be nice to the people from Dallas, we'd have it made. This morning at the walk, which I liked, did you have a good time? I loved getting my assignment yesterday. My adult supervision told me, Congressman Sessions, everybody will have coats and ties on. I said, good, let them wear the coats and ties. I'm gonna have my tie off and my coat off and I'm gonna go have fun. And I did that. This morning at the walk, we heard lots of words of humor, words of wisdom, words of really support for why you're here at this wonderful convention. But the word that I heard best was spirit. And the word spirit really sticks with me. As I look out across the crowd or as I walk through the halls and see a single person tapping as they walk through the hotel, all by themselves, a brave person. Tapping with confidence that they have about their life and why they are in Dallas, Texas today, and a gathering of literally eagles of people who are here for the same reason, and that is to celebrate not only the life that you live, but being proud of who you are and as a group standing for something for this country. Sitting in the back row, it's easier to see firsthand what you really are. An organization that is prepared to come to Dallas, Texas, to understand the current set of facts as they are and to be prepared to change that stack or that deck that is stacked the way it is and to make it better to your advantage. Obviously, Mark Maurer cares about this organization and leads with honor, dignity, and respect. I have always believed you get more by telling your story than complaining, and you are telling your story. The story that is to be told, is that you're asking for nothing more or nothing less than what any person would want for themselves. The bottom line is that the Texans who have led this effort here have shown Texas, through the leadership of Tommy Craig and others, that Texas, despite us wearing cowboy hats and a lot of heat, we care about people. And the Texans do know this is true. So what is it that you need? Well, what you need is to keep doing the things you've been doing, but to expect good and better results. I must confess, as I see you in the halls of Congress, I find a lot of awe and satisfaction by you being there, but I do recognize that if we can't get more members to understand what you're doing, we're not going to make the progress that you want and need to get done. So, if you keep bringing a political agenda, which is a common sense agenda, that includes the things we've talked about, that includes Social Security and a simple matter of, hey, Congress, as you're planning the future and you work with transportation people, let's make sure we can hear what these cars are. Let's make sure we're prepared. I'm shocked to hear that books are not available as they should be on a timely basis. So it's good for me to be here to hear that. But let me say this. As you gather together today, have a feeling and a sense of accomplishment, but have also a sense that when you leave here, that you've got much more to do and that you're going to accomplish it. I will tell you that there are people in Congress and there are people in your city councils and your own state legislatures who do want you to receive the benefits and the rights because they would want them for you because they could be where you are very easily. So today, as we heard the accomplishments and the undeniable truth of opportunity that still exists, and yet you have to fight many times to get what you want and need, do not fail to give thanks for that which you have, but do not lose your enthusiasm for the fight in the future. Because the fight tomorrow will be about the dignity and the respect that you deserve, but it will also be about that, the way you hold yourself, that you do it with a spirit of accomplishment and pride. So as you walk out of here today, and tonight when you gather for a meal to give thanks for what you have learned today, get a renewed sense of spirit about yourself. Make new friends, and when you come to Washington, D.C., really find a way to make sure that you give your story to your member of Congress and challenge that member of Congress to know what your agenda is. Your agenda, when you walk in and you forthrightly, so eloquently state what you want, ask them to be with you. If you ask them to be with you, we will accomplish the things that you want and need. Thank you for allowing me to be here with you today. Thank you for having the spirit of pride and accomplishment. Thank you for believing in your national organization that does make a difference and stands for every one of you, and that you make this organization stronger and better. And most of all, don't forget to give each other the thanks that each of you need, because each of you carries yourself in such a strong, honorable way that it brings credit and respect to each and every one of you. God bless you.
Thank you. I sure enjoyed this. I look forward to y'all coming back on the Hill. And I hope that you'll ask me to speak to you in Washington, too.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Congressman Sessions said, come see me on the Hill. You can count on it. He said, ask me to come talk sometime. You can count on it.
Yeah.
We are so delighted to have you with us, and we hope that we have another walk when you're in town. Great to be with you, Congressman.